Welcome back to another jam-packed episode of the Travel Business Babe podcast, empowering you to step outside your comfort zone to create the life and the business of your dreams. The TBB podcast is the perfect blend of personal branding and personal development designed to give you tips, tricks, and strategies to help you create the life and online business of your dreams so you can have the freedom to work from anywhere. A travel business babe is the CEO of her life and her business. She dreams big and takes massive action on her goals. She harnesses the power of social media to build up her personal brand so that she can have the life and the business that she dreams of. This week, we are going Q&A style. Yesterday, I posted an Instagram post asking you guys to share your questions, what you're struggling with, and what you're loving on Instagram, as well as like creating personal brands. So I'm going to be sharing a few of those questions as well as answering them on this episode. This week's reviewer of the week is from Mankunda Ahmad Travels. Sorry if I totally butchered that name. I was trying to say it fast on here. So thank you so much for your review. It says, I found this podcast last month and binge listened to all of the episodes in 2 days. Christy is so inspiring and always brings so much value to her listeners in every episode. Both her and her guests are extremely motivational. They prove it's possible to leave your 9-to-5 to pursue your true passion while also sharing their own personal stories as to how they did it. Thank you so much for your reviews. As you know, every time you guys leave a review, leave a rating over on iTunes, it does help with the iTunes algorithm. I know there's algorithms on literally every platform now. It's insane. But this is why I do stress how much I love when you leave a rating or a review. The first question of this episode is from Peaking Places on Instagram. They're so sweet. They're so supportive all the time. So they ask, we've been struggling with reach for a good while. The hashtags just don't seem to be working at all. So I'm going to take this time to talk a little bit about hashtags on Instagram. For honestly, probably a few months ago, I even took a break from being like, oh my God, hashtags. Not that they don't matter, but I mean, they're a little bit difficult and they're challenging to figure out. So I ask you, if your hashtags are not performing well on your posts and they're not helping you be reached, you need to look at the size of the hashtags that you're using on your posts. So if you have an account that maybe is around 4,000 to 6,000, you should not be using the hashtags that have over 1 million users. You shouldn't even be using hashtags that have over like 500,000. You can use maybe one or two of those, but you really need to find those hashtag groups that have a lot less users, maybe in the low thousands, so that you can be trending on those hashtags, which will in return give you more likes, which in turn will help you trend on the larger hashtags. Be Strong-Minded asks, I'm so ready for some, she's so ready for some beach time. I posted a picture, it was about the beach, but her question is about our ideal client avatar. She says, I'm currently redoing my ideal avatar, so my head is stuck around it, and my exercise is about it. It's easier to tell others to do it. What's your number one tip when creating your ideal client avatar? So I actually was working with another woman the other day, focusing on your niche and who you're talking to and really building that client avatar to make sure that you are serving the people that follow you on your Instagram. So I would say my number one tip for creating this ideal client, this avatar, whatever you want to call it, persona, is really to hone in on one human being, one man, one woman that you want to talk to in all of your posts. If you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. So you want to make sure that you are talking to that ideal person. Literally name them. Like give them a name. Tell me what color they paint their nails. Tell me what job they're in right now. What are their hobbies? What do they do on the weekend? What books do they read? These are lists of things that you should be creating so that you can form your ideal client persona or client avatar. The more specific that you get, the easier it's going to be for you to target your client, your persona on Instagram, because someone is going to flip to your page and you know they have about 3 seconds before they decide if they're going to follow you or just like peace out, leave your page. So you want to make sure that you are grabbing those people, whether it's in your captions or your pictures. You literally should only be serving that one person who is your ideal client. The next question is from Blonde Voyage Abroad. She says, currently I'm struggling with engagement so much, so I haven't posted in 2 weeks, which I know doesn't actually help. It hurts. The frustration is real though. Girl, I feel you. Seriously, about, what was it, 2 or 3 months ago, when I was in Tulum, I hadn't posted, honestly, in probably a week because I wasn't in, like, alignment with what I was posting or my message, and then when I posted, it was just kind of discouraging. But girl, you kind of said it, because when you're not posting, it's not helping. The more consistent you are with posting, the more you're going to be reaching more people and the more it's going to boost you up on the algorithm. Ooh, I love this question. It's from Blonde Broyles, and she asks, how did you make the transition from a more personal Instagram, i.e., here's a picture from exactly what I did today, to a more inspirational Instagram that fits more with a theme? So I think this one is huge, and I actually discuss this a lot on my coaching calls. And the thing that's holding you back is what other people are thinking about you. Not even what they're thinking about you. It's what you think that they're thinking about you. And if they're judging you, I tell people, you're not going to want those people following you, because if you're creating a brand on Instagram, it should be something that you love. So you want your supporters to be following you. You don't want that judgment in that space at all. So it definitely does take a little bit and a little while and some adjustment time to go from that personal Instagram to more of a branded Instagram. Realistically, everyone is a brand in and of themselves. It's your brand is how you portray yourself and what people think of you. But if you're looking to create more of a theme on your Instagram, or you want to become like a travel blogger, totally understand, but you are really going to need to step out of your comfort zone and really begin posting those photos, start editing in a style that you love, start showcasing places that you've been. You really need to start posting more of that, and people are going to become more accustomed to it. Realistically, you're going to be priming their brains. So I know that sounds really crazy, but I would recommend maybe start with a few posts here and there and then slowly transition to every day. Your post is branded. Your post is in this theme. And the more you do that, the more primed your followers are going to be for your post, which is going to be amazing, because I have total faith in you that you can create this brand. Every single person can. If you're listening to this podcast, you're likely that you already have an online brand, or you're working on building it and turning it into more of a full-time business. The last question we have for today is from Mass Traveled, and they ask, how long has it taken you to grow your Insta? So for me, I've been doing this about 3 years, which is why I finally decided to put together an Instagram growth masterclass. It is everything that I have learned over these past 2 years. So I've had a few investments. Some investments have honestly sucked. Like, I spent money and I was like, excuse me, why did I ever spend money on this? Which is why my goal for my masterclass is to give as much value as possible. Because if someone leaves my course feeling like, what the hell did I just spend money on? Like, I didn't do my job. So I guess that was a little bit on the masterclass, but I really want to let everyone know that that is where you can get access to everything and how I've grown my Instagram to over 60K in honestly under 3 years. So it has taken me 3 years to grow, and it's been such a journey. I've loved every second of it. I've met amazing people. I've tried so many different strategies and tactics. Some have worked, some have bombed. And then with the Instagram algorithm completely always changing, it's really adapting to the strategy and learning to work with the algorithm, not just complaining about it. So there's a lot of different ways that you can grow and you can collaborate, and I totally recommend and letting you guys know that it takes time. A lot of people have this idea in their brain of like overnight success. That'd be sick if that happened. Like, that'd be amazing. Cool. If I was like Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, like, I don't know, Kim Kardashian, probably I don't even want to be those people, but you know what I mean? They are people and they can post, I always say they can post a picture of their foot and get like thousands of likes. And I'm like, over here, okay, here's a picture of my foot and I get one like, you know, but seriously, so it takes time, and there is no one strategy that works overall. There are many different ones, which is why in my masterclass, I'm going to be sharing several different Instagram growth strategies that can be implemented, and you can decide what works best for you and your brand. I hope you guys enjoyed today's Q&A with me. I really enjoy when you guys ask me questions on Instagram or on my podcast, or just shoot me DMs. I love it. You honestly know my Instagram handle, but it's at Christy Lee Berry. I really love connecting with you, knowing who's listening to this podcast episode. As always, if you're listening to it, screenshot it. Tag me at Christy Lee Berry on Instagram. Share it in your Instagram story because you know that I love reposting them. And then I love adding you guys to my tribe vibes up on the top in my Instagram story highlights.